Welcome to Those Gals at Work, the podcast where two female entrepreneurs keep it real while navigating the world of business. I'm Kayla, your money gal.
And I'm Sadie, your marketing gal. We get the struggles of owning a business, paying ourselves what we're worth, all while serving our clients.
Join us as we tackle topics like personal growth, business strategies, and work-life balance.
Or lack thereof.
From money
to marketing and everything in between, we are Those Gals at Work.
All right, y'all, this is take two. It's been a learning curve and it's been so fun. It's been a blast. It's okay, Sadie.
I'm looking at the screen. I'm looking at the timer. My mic is on. My camera is off. The sound is coming out. I'm seeing the little audio wave. Guys, last time we tried to record this, we got 13 minutes in and I was like, oh, didn't pick up anything I said. So it's just a nice conversation with Kayla talking to herself.
But it was freaking awesome. That conversation that you just had about like checking all the boxes is exactly what we have to do as business owners on the daily.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that a lot on this podcast is the 5,000 hats you have to wear as a business owner. Right now, the hat I'm wearing is IT specialist for podcasting. I've had no formal training, so that's why I went 13 minutes without it being recording. So
amateurist, really.
Hopefully you can hear me loud and clear now. But welcome. We're Those Gals at Work. I'm Sadie. I'm your marketing gal.
And I'm Kayla, your money gal. And this is exactly what we want. We want to be those gals that you are overhearing or you used to overhear in the corporate world in the cubicles making fun of each other or you making fun of us. It's totally fine. We accept both followers and subscribers.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make fun of me. I'm most certainly going to make fun of you. So that's expect to be made fun of. This is going to be cheesy.
We are going to cuss. Deal with it. But that is business. When we screw up, we do not just say, I'll siddly do. I see I can't even like fake cuss. But
that just feels completely unnatural.
Exactly. And I was on the way here listening to a podcast and they were like bleeping out every conversation or every cuss word, I should say. And it just does not sound natural and it just makes me mad. So I think it's okay that we cuss because I think it's, again, it's natural. Plus, that's who we attract as clients anyway. And if we are actually ourselves and authentic, then and same for you, you'll attract the people that you actually want to hang around with. Because at the end of the day, we want to hang out with our friends, not people we absolutely hate.
Yeah. And I mean, we also want to do business with people we like. We don't want to be doing business with people we have to like walk on eggshells around or anything like that.
Well, and I'm a firm believer, too, that if you don't connect with somebody, they are not the right fit at all. I also have CPAs that feel the same way. If you're not the right fit, then we're not going to mesh well and we're not going to provide the best services at the end of the day. I imagine it's the same thing for you. Especially if you don't feel that person and their energy and how they're, you know, meshing with you, then you're not going to be able to provide, for instance, the logo that's like the best work you've ever done.
Well, you have to connect with people because the way good things happen is from connection. And if you don't have a connection with someone, I mean, you're not going to feel comfortable to ask them follow-up questions. It's just not a good idea. The whole point of working with others is because you know, like, and trust them.
Yes, exactly. And if you don't have that, then, well, you're SOL.
We're going to talk about lots of topics on this podcast. It's going to be awesome.
That does include our guilty pleasures, of course.
And like what we're watching on TV and what weird things our men say to us and general tomfoolery that we see on the internet. It's going to be an all-encompassing podcast, but with the most strong feature of what it's like to be an entrepreneur and tips from marketing and tips from money from us.
And of course, fulfilling that loneliness or that hole in your life that you don't have coworkers anymore and you need to have a conversation or at least overhear and gossip by overhearing us gossip.
Yeah, it does get a little bit lonely being a solopreneur, a business owner, and that's why you and I have gone along so well is because we can spend time together and talk about business, and it feels like we're coworkers with each other because we help each other in our own businesses, and it like fills that void. And so
So I don't think we've actually talked about this, but
talked about anything because it's been 5 minutes and 19 seconds into our first episode. We haven't talked about anything. What are we going to talk about?
But I even think that you and I, Sadie, even over our year of friendship, have not talked about this at all. But did you know that I've always wanted a talk show?
Okay, cute.
Yeah. So, I mean, in a whole other life, I was on TV. I was a meteorologist. I am a meteorologist by degree from college, which is a whole other conversation. We can talk about that on Why Am I a Bookkeeper podcast. But yeah, I always thought it was going to be about sports, hockey, baseball, whatever, but it's now about business. And if you would have told me this 5 years ago, I would have told you you were fucking crazy.
Oh, same. I would have been like, you want me to do a podcast and talk about business? You want me to tell you how to do business? Okay.
Well, and you've been in business in general for a really long time.
I've been doing like contract work for like around 10 years. So like someone's been paying me something for a while.
Yeah.
Not much, not until recently. And that's a topic for another day, is how to value your work and hold yourself to that. But I've been doing like business related stuff for about 10 years.
Yeah. I've only been at it for about 4 years, solo entrepreneur, now with the team. But
as like with a name and me being on payroll and like having it be very, very official, and I'm not working for anybody else but myself. Now,
you being on payroll, that's a whole nother step to being a small business entrepreneur.
I've only been working for myself and having my own official business and not been like a 1099 at the liberty to someone else since January of 2021. So
yes,
about a little over 3 years.
And yeah, I started in August 2020.
Yeah.
So a little bit longer than you.
Yes.
But I also, like, that's a big thing about us in general, is our journey is so different from one another that creates a whole nother, you know, conversation, podcast, whatever you want to talk about it, or, you know, feel about that. I don't know the right phrasing for that, but I think you guys know what I'm going for. I think with that, though, is that there is no one size fits all. For your quote-unquote entrepreneurial small business journey. And I think we need to have a whole nother conversation about entrepreneurial, because entrepreneur
is a hard word to say. Yeah, it's a hard word to spell.
I still can't spell it. A lot of people, in fact, Mike Michalowicz, is a big author in the financial world, business world, is like, he doesn't even use the word entrepreneur. One, I think when I think about that word, it's a whole different connotation to it than even how you might think about it as well.
Well, sure.
Yeah. So that'll be a podcast for another time. But where I was going with that is that there is no one size fit all journey. And we definitely can talk about that. And the fact that we are not the same by any means. And the fact that we've actually become friends is kind of funny, because one, making friends in adulthood is very hard. And two, we are on very different paths in life, at least currently. But our businesses are in similar stages. And right. I think that's really how we started our relationship, because we were able to have that conversation and click that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really love what you said about business not being one size fits all. I always say that to my clients. It's not a cookie cutter approach we're taking with their design. We're not rinsing and repeating a template and hoping that works.
And you shouldn't, especially when it comes to branding.
Yeah, absolutely not. I will get on a soapbox about that another time. But yeah, it's not one size fits all. Every entrepreneur, every business owner has a different journey. And Kayla and I have found a wonderful friendship together, commiserating in some of those hard steps, celebrating those wins, talking through difficult conversations and how to send that hard email. And we found a lot of common ground in our separate businesses that do different things for different types of clients. And it's been very comforting. And I'm sure Kayla would agree, as an individual person who owns a business, you're not like around coworkers all the time. You're like working from home. You're like at a coffee shop. You're like driving somewhere. So to have someone that understands what you're going through in business, it's really comforting. And as much as we all want to think that our spouse, our mom, our brother, our best friend, like, totally understands, like, unless they're also trying to actively run a business,
in reality, 3 and 4 and 5,
they may not understand. But what they can do, of course, is support you and back you up, and
you need that,
be your cheerleader. But it's just like a different connection level, yes, that you need to talk through some of that, because it's a lot. Like, it's so many hats.
Yes, there's so many hats. And like, the idea of outsourcing in general is so important for us to grow. And I think that was really what we had started a conversation. So for those of you that don't know, Sadie and I met in BNI, Business Networking International. So it is a global networking group. You are in one single group out of multiple in your local area. You hold this single seat. So I was the only bookkeeper in this BNI group, and she was the only graphic designer.
No one else who was a bookkeeper or designer had the opportunity to speak while we were there holding that seat. If they came, they would have to discuss something different because we've occupied that seat. And so basically, you join this group so that you have a room of people learning about you on a weekly basis, and then...
And become your sales team, essentially. Right,
absolutely. And so part of that requirement being in that group is meeting up with people for a one-on-one meeting once every single week. You can pick whoever you want, whoever you connect with, wherever you want to do. You want to do it on the phone, whatever. It doesn't matter. But Kayla and I got together and we had a breakfast. I'm going to plug my food blog, snack_on_that on Instagram. If you're looking for somewhere to eat, you should follow me.
As you should. I get all my food ideas.
I love when people text me and they're like, so-and-so's coming to town. Where should I take them to dinner? And I'm like, oh, do I have a hot spot for you? But yes, I got a gift card from the fabulous Squeeze In, and Kayla and I went to share breakfast together and like get to know each other, and
we just automatically clicked. It was good. I mean, I had already been in the group for 2 years. You had just joined our group at that time, so she had switched BNI groups. And in general, you do have to be aware of like who your relationships are and who are going to be your great referral partners. So those one-to-one meetings are the freaking money in BNI. But so we started out having the conversation, and I was kind of in this transition of possibly leaving the BNI group because I had gotten so busy. Do you have an idea from BNI? That's a little plug for BNI, is 92% of my business when I was in BNI came from the BNI group. Now about 15% still comes from that group because I sub, as well as I've continued those relationships and continued with my relationship with Sadie, obviously, and actually created friendships out of this business. But so it's shameless plug for BNI. And we'll have a whole nother conversation about creating relationships.
And on the topic of BNI, like you said, it gave you 92% of your business. I was working full time for an organization in their marketing or HR department at any given moment. And I joined BNI to try to grow my business on the side while I could maintain this full-time job. And BNI gave me the opportunity to acquire so much business that I was able to quit my full-time job and do my own thing full-time. So if you're someone who's listening and you're like, how the heck do I stop working for someone else and just work for myself? You need to network. You need to network. You need to network. You need to network. You have to form relationships with other people so that they know, like, and trust you, so that they can refer business to you, so that they can try out your service.
Yep.
It's beyond beneficial to growing your business. You have to put yourself out there. And I think that's like a theme for life, is the only way you're going to grow.
No, like, and trust. And if you don't know, or if you don't like, or if you don't trust somebody, then you obviously aren't going to do business with them. And it goes right back down to, you have to be a good fit. But I think ultimately what that leads me back to is that it is funny for Sadie and I, of the fact that we have become friends. Obviously, we have very much connected in our business, and we do call each other multiple times a week. Basically, either, can I just vent for a second, or, hey, I need some advice on this. But it all kind of stemmed back from this breakfast that we had at Squeeze In, where we were talking about where we were, what kind of softwares we were using. We're kind of bouncing these ideas off of each other. But at the same time, Sadie and I really don't have a whole lot in common other than the fact that we're running a business and we're in that same phase of business where we are scaling and growing and advertising and figuring out who our niche is and all the things. But, you know, I'm married and been with my husband almost 10 years now. And we have a 4-year-old at home too.
Right. And I'm not married yet. I'm getting married.
Mompreneur thing. And yeah, not married yet, but you've been together with Evan, your partner, for 4 years now.
Yeah, over 4 years. But we're like different in so many ways. Yeah. Like it's different times in our life, but we have business that brings us back together and helps us find other common ground. And we can giggle and hang out and shoot the shit and get serious and talk business, which is such a treat to be able to do with someone else that, yes, like you really know, and you know that they have your best interest in mind. So this podcast is going to be freaking awesome.
It is. It totally is. And I don't know if we've talked about it in this segment yet, but I did want to warn everybody, we are going to cuss on this podcast.
Yeah.
We think it's important. One, because bleeding out makes you sound like Jerry Springer.
And also,
not a 90s TV show.
I don't have time to edit beeps. The only reason I would do that, if it was like a funny thing for a bit where I'm like, beep, 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 beep. I want to say, fuck, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
And if you have an issue with it, I hope you message me.
Or just unfollow. It's okay. Yeah. We don't need you.
Real people say real things, and we're real people saying real things. And so we're going to cuss because business is messy. And sometimes you just want to slam your hands down the table and say, what the hell was that all about?
Yes.
And like, you don't want to have to think about what you're saying. You just want to react because that's a lot.
Exactly. Well, and on top of it, like, I think when we were first discussing whether we were going to be explicit or not, you made a really great point. Of if I'm really mad at my computer for not doing something that it needs to be, I'm not going to say skiddly do. I'm going to say fuck you and throw you across the room. Obviously, I'm not going to throw my computer across the room, but I've definitely thought about it multiple times. Because QuickBooks, love it, hate it, mostly hate it. Every single year, I will throw a fit, and I will still say, unfortunately, this motherfucker is the best of the worst.
I just want to pop in quickly and say, if you have made it to this point in this recording, please message Kayla or I and let us know what you think. Your support means everything to us. We're going to try really hard to record and get things out and keep it real and talk about important money and marketing related topics.
And if you have any of those topics that you are just have it this burning desire to listen about, please message us. We are super excited to talk about what you want to hear about, not just us shooting the shit and talking about pop culture and how much we love and hate being a business owner.
Yeah. It's going to be a whole mix of things. I'm sure a wide range of emotions, happy days, sad days, days where we talk about how we sat on hold for 45 minutes to be transferred to a different entity of
my life,
Nevada. That was me the other day. But yeah, I'm excited. Message us on Instagram.
We hope you already know, like, and trust us. But we're here to continue that.
I'm Sadie, your marketing gal.
And I'm Kayla, your money gal.
And we're those gals at work. And we hope that you'll tune in for all of our other episodes and follow along on this journey and learn something from us.
Bye.
Bye.